No mom Kim Jong-un book error, I'm not going to talk about specific meetings with world leaders. By Pam Kee on May 5, 2024. Governor Kristi Noem, RSD, said Sunday on CBS's Face the Nation that she removed the mistake in her book claiming she met North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Partial transcript as follows. Margaret Brennan, well, Governor, I have your book right here. The very first blurb in it is an endorsement from Donald Trump. He says this book gets a winner, lays out a fantastic plan to make America great again. I know you're back from a gathering with Mr. Trump and other Republicans in Florida. Did he mention any of the response to your book at all? Noem, oh, he certainly knows about the book, and I appreciate his endorsement of it. You know, this is really a book that talks about how we're not going back. It's we're no going back to the days before Donald Trump broke politics. And I think that's a good thing. We're not going back to the days of Mitt Romney or the Bushes. That now there's a new way to do and talk to the American people, and they appreciate it. It's an honest, genuine conversation about what these citizens can do to take back their government and to have more input. So this book is really a how-to guide for how to make your voice heard and how for people in this country. What they can do to really make sure that they are getting genuine elected officials that really want to give them more freedom and liberty. Brennan, so, you write about lessons learned in leadership, and you bring up some specific incidents I want to ask you about. You talk about meeting some world leaders and one specific one. Quote, I remember when I met with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. I'm sure he underestimated me having no clue about my experience staring down little tyrants. I've been a children's pastor after all. Do you meet Kim Jong-un? Noem, well, you know, as soon as this was brought to my attention, I certainly made some changes and looked at this passage. And I've met with many, many world leaders, I've traveled around the world. As soon as it was brought to my attention, we went forward and have made some edits. So I'm glad that this book is being released in a couple of days, and that those edits will be in place, and that people will have the updated version. Brennan, so you did not meet with Kim Jong-un? That's what you're saying. Noem, no, I've met with many, many world leaders, many world leaders. I've traveled around the world, I think I've talked extensively in this book about my time serving in Congress. My time as governor, before governor, some of the travels that I've had. I'm not going to talk about my specific meetings with world leaders, I'm just not going to do that. This anecdote shouldn't have been in the book, and as soon as it was brought to my attention, I made sure that that was adjusted. So the book is not released until Tuesday. And so we're doing all that we can to make sure that those changes are made. And I'm going to continue to focus on what this book is, and the blueprint that it lays out for the American citizen on all of the things in the background and stories of my life, but also what I think that needs to be identified in politics and was broken today. I talk about how broken the money game is, how broken it is that we've got consultants that are getting rich off of elected officials, and then how fake some elected politicians are. Brennan, sure. Noem. Every single person in this country wants someone in elected office that's a human being that doesn't say they're perfect. I take responsibility for that being in the book. And as soon as it was brought to my attention, I asked for it to be changed. So I'm glad that the release date is in a couple of days. And we're excited to talk to America about my new book, No Going Back. Brennan, so you talk about your time in the Armed Services Committee from 2013 to 2015. In that period of time, the leader of South Korea was a female president. I'm wondering, who is it that you confused Kim Jong-un with? Noem, well, I think you need to remember Margaret. And everybody needs to remember that I've worked on ag policy and federal policy for over 30 years. My time in serving and making policies in this country has been extensive and covered decades. Brennan, right, but you never went to North Korea. Noem, I made no specifics in this book, I talk about the fact that yes, I have. I've been there. Brennan, you went to North Korea? Noem, I went to the DMZ. And there are details in this book that talk about going to the DMZ and specifics that I'm willing to share. There's some specifics I'm not willing to share with you. I've traveled the world, and I visited with world leaders. And some of that is referenced in the book. And this anecdote is something that when it was brought to my attention, we made some changes, and when the book is released, we'll do all that we can to see that is reflected. Brennan, okay. Well, I'm asking you about that specifically because you made the point to bring him up twice, and that he was a little tyrant. Gnome, do you have a question for me, Margaret?
Brennan, yes, I do. South Korea is a treaty ally, North Korea is a nuclear-armed adversary, so that's a...
Gnome, hello?
Brennan, pretty big thing to confuse. I know you read this book before it was published.
Gnome, I'm sorry I dash.
Brennan, dash because you released video of your recording of the audiobook.
You didn't catch these errors when you were recording it?
Gnome, well, Margaret, as soon as it was brought to my attention, I took action to make sure that it was reflected.
And listen, this is what is so discouraging about politics in the media today. Is that we have the White House that just recently came out and confirmed that President Joe Biden has misspoken, has made mistakes, has even outright lied over close to 150 times just this year, and you've done nothing to question him on any of that. And you're talking about a book that hasn't been released yet that's been corrected before it's been released. And you haven't said one thing about Joe Biden saying that he was in prison with Nelson Mandela, that he started the civil rights movement.
Brennan, if I had an interview with Joe Biden, who I've asked for multiple times, I will definitely ask him about his record. But I'm asking you about your book here, which we have.
Gnome, I'm just asking for why am I being treated differently than every other person that you've interviewed? I've looked at your last several weeks of your interviews.
Brennan, I'm quoting you.
Gnome, you don't interrupt other people. You let them talk. Thank you for inviting me to have this conversation about this book. This book is extremely important to the people of this country. It is important because it's a how to guide of what they can do to have input into their government, how we need breakers and builders in this world. And I'm taking responsibility for the change that we've made.
Brennan, okay. And for the mistake in the book?
Gnome, I've told you that and I'm no, it's not, what I've said is that I have decided.
Brennan, you're not taking responsibility for the mistakes in the book?
Gnome, I am saying that this book is very, very good. And I've met with many world leaders, and that either world leaders that I've met with that are in this book. There are many that I met with that are not in this book. And this is an anecdote that I asked to have removed, because I think it's appropriate at this point in time. But I'm not going to talk to you about those personal meetings that I've had with world leaders. I'm just not going to have that conversation because I think it's important.
Brennan, okay. You do mention Benjamin Netanyahu as well, though in it among world leaders. In an interview with Time magazine this week, former President Donald Trump was asked about Israel and Hamas. And he said, quote, Bibi Netanyahu rightfully has been criticized for what took place on October 7th. Do you agree with Mr. Trump?
Gnome, I think that Bibi Netanyahu was a strong leader who's leading Israel through extremely difficult times. October 7th was horrific, and the crimes that Hamas committed against the Jewish people were absolutely awful. And that the United States of America should stand strong with our allies in the Middle East. I'm proud to know the Jewish people and their leaders over many, many years. And I think that what Hamas is doing and the atrocities that were committed are horrific, and that we should never stand for the anti-Semitism that we see going on in the United States of America. And what happens on our college campuses is absolutely devastating. It should be shut down immediately. I'm disappointed that President Joe Biden didn't take action immediately to stop these violent crimes against the Jewish people that have happened on our own college campuses right here in the United States of America. Should have never been allowed and it should be stopped today. Follow Pam Key on Twitter @PamKeenan.